Gemara sagt, Rabbi Kiva sagt, Meta of the Mazik, sagt Rabbi Kiva, Kal Vachoymer Lehegdash. And if the Pshat the Gemara, then we'll go back to the Yisoidim, Reiyu Veloy Shal Hekesh. But Shait in the Gemara, as Rabbi Kiva's Yisoid was, Be'etzem, Tzvei Chidush. One Chidush Rabbi Kiva says, Ich Dingsach Af Tanekame, So Nich Halt Af Vos, I'm Cholik Af Tanekame, yeah, and I'm holding, that the din meitav is made of the mazik, nish meitav the nizah. Ein machlek. Tzu, zot Rabbi Kiva, and gerade I'm telling you that the din meitav is not only by nizikim, toch kal v'choyma that it's behekish. And we mentioned that the Rishonim had a starke kasha, what is the pshat kal v'choyma lehekish? Zot Rabbi Kiva, I'm telling you, kal v'choyma lehekish. If the Hegdash is Chayev, so if Hashem says that you have to pay Meitav when you are Mazik, so Mistava that you have to pay Meitav, even if you Mazik Hegdash. What if you say Kal Vachayim Ola Hegdash? So the same thing. But that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva came to say Meitav. But not Kal Vachayim Ola Hegdash. Kal Vachayim Ola Ruben, Kal Vachayim Ola Shimon, Kal Vachayim Ola Yaakov. What if you say Kal Vachayim Ola? So the same We mentioned yesterday that if we say Hegdash is like a andere parsha tashlumin, Hegdash is a andere parsha take. Hegdash is a andere parsha take. Einachem Avi. But if it's a parsha from the Ilel, like we mentioned yesterday from the Meir, it's the same. But if Hegdash is not an andere parsha, and Hegdash isn't the parsha from Maziki, so what's up, Zogin Kazochim Ale Hegdash? We mentioned that the Rishayim is a Einachem Avi, Medapnish. The Gemara could have asked a better kasha. That stop. Who am I? Then the Gemara was grabbing nicht ever. Hegdash is potu. You asked if Hegdash is chayev. The Gemara would ask the second kasha. So chaynu ach. Then the Gemara is grabbing, eh? And then Gemara takes a shan, takes and the shita b'shem Rabbeinu Yishai. Now, let me mamshar the Gemara. Let me get to it. The Gemara says that Elo, shong ha'eyu v'lo yishor shel Hegdash. Elo lo yim ha'are olayim bo ve'ele b'nek abad. The osik gizbah of a shocking maybe. So the Gemara, if a person says a real I'm money lebede kabai. Osik gizbah of a shocking maybe. That's it, the chiddush of the sugya. As the gizbah can never forgive him. So the Gemara, lo yeh, ele baal choy. The baal choy bebeinani. You ask? Ain a chenami. What do you want to tell me? That the chiddush that you pay meitav is, if a person says a real I'm money lebede kabai, that the gizbah can never forgive him. That's the Gemara, And what about Kal Vachoymer? Kal Vachoymer for Nezikim. If Nezikim have to pay Meitav, Kal Vachoymer is good. If Nezikim have to pay Meitav, Kal Vachoymer, the nation Kal Vachoymer, then Hegdash has to pay Meitav. Zalcha Hegdash. Taka Nishkin Hegdash from Mazikim, Hegdash from Baal Choy. Like the Gemara, every Baal Choy, say the Zalva Kal Vachoymer. Say the Zalva Kal Vachoymer on every Baal Choy. Baal Choy will pay Yiddish. If Nezikim pay Yiddish, why Baal Choy doesn't pay Yiddish? The third is, Baal Chov is no shaykhah to Nezikim. Nezikim is Nezikim, and Baal Chov is Baal Chov. So why Hegdash will pay Meitav? Why Hegdash will pay Meitav? Hashem didn't speak about Baal Chov. Hashem spoke about Nezikim. But Rabbi Kiva, how much is the Kal Vachoyma? If Nezikim pay Meitav, Hegdash also pays Meitav. Welche Hegdash pays Meitav? Hegdash, are all a man, are better kabal. Why the Gemara? Every Baal Choyim also you can make the same Kal Vachoyim. Nezik, not Kal Vachoyim, but why every Baal Choyim doesn't pay this? Because Hashem didn't speak of Baal Choyim. Hashem spoke on what? On Nezikim. So why Hashem will speak of Baal Choyim of Hegdash? Why Baal Choyim of Hegdash? No, but they're telling the Gemara. People in this Gemara, they don't have the cash of the Gemara in the right way. Rashi Gittin says it clear. Hashem didn't speak on Baal Choyim. Hashem said, if you mazik someone, pay it. And they talk to Hashem. But Rabbi Kiva, Kal Vachoyim, he said it in Hegdash. If we learn that it's Mazik Hegdash, we're not going to Mazik Hegdash. Look at the Gemara Hazek. If a person said, I realize it's over the Bedek Abayis, he has to pay Yiddish. And who said this in Tehran? Kal Vachoyma. If Hashem said a Mazik pays Yiddish, Kal Vachoyma, if someone is Magdish Epes the Bedek Abayis, he's Chayav Yiddish. Hashem is broken a Mazik. Ma'inyan Mazik le Baal Choyf. Baal Choyf is a Mazik. Choyf is a Mazik. Time to learn out from each other. So the Gemara, every Baal Choyf also learn out from each other. Say, every Baal Choyf pays Yiddish. If Nezokim pay Yiddish, why Baal Choyf doesn't pay Yiddish? Learn out from each other. The Torah says, Hashem read up a Mazik, what in the Shaykh is to Baal Choyf. Hashem read about Mazik, it's no Shaykh to Malchus. So what would be the Shaykh to Hekdash? No, if Malchus would be Be'idish. Because if Malchus is learned from the Zikim, so I also could be learned from the Zikim. If not that the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is not learning out Hekdash from Malchus. We're learning out from the Zikim. And Hashem never said Yiddish only in the Zikim, nowhere else. And the problem is close. Hashem said Yiddish in the Zikim. Kum Rabbi Akiva and tells us, learn out Baal Choyv from the Zikim. Learn out Hekdash from the Zikim. Welch Hekdash? Mazik Hekdash? So nicht damit? Mazik Hekdash is total? No, learn if someone is Magdish Epis to Hekdash and he owes money to Hekdash, he will pay Meta. So the Gemara versteht. A normal Baal Choyv, why doesn't pay Meta? Why a normal Baal Choyv doesn't pay Meta? So Hashem didn't speak in it. So why the person is mad with something to Hekdash? Well, pay Meta. Who pays Meta? Who is the Baal Choyv pays Meta? Avush stated in the Gemara, Baal Choyv pays Meta. Later, now the Gemara doesn't think Baal Choyv pays Meta. Rabbi Akiva didn't speak on Baal Choyv. Rabbi Akiva came and said, Kal v'choyim ele Hekdash. From where? From Nezikim, not from Baal Choyv. Look at the pasuk. Meitav sodeyu umeitav karmoi shal nizik yishalem shal mazik. So it's Rabbi Akiva, after Hashem said, it's a pasuk pshat in the Gemara. There's a cooking good in the Gemara. The Gemara said, the pasuk says, mazik pays meitav. So it's Rabbi Akiva, kal v'choyim ele Hekdash pays meitav. Kal v'choyim? If mazik pays meitav, Hekdash also pays meitav. Welke Hekdash? Mazik Hekdash? That's the Gemara from Yishtemis. Mazik doesn't pay. So if someone promises something to Hekdash, so I learn out, if the Mazik can Hekdash, if a Mazik is friend his window, he has to pay Meitav. If you promise something to Hekdash, you also have to pay Meitav. What does the Yalfut say? Every time when you owe money to your friend, Hashem, maybe I'll be mad for the Kalvachim, I'll make sure to like them. Every time when I owe money to my friend, Hashem tells me to pay Meitav. Why? You owe him money. Is that good? I owe money to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, I have to pay Meitav. Not the Kalvachim. Not the Kalvachim. If when I owe money to my friend, I have to pay Meitav, Kal v'chomer when I owe money to Hashem, I promised him, not when I was Mazik, when I'm Mazik Hashem, I'm puzzled. If I owe money to Hashem, about that I have to pay Meitav. Don't dig more, cook a lane in your friend. When you Mazik your friend, you have to pay Meitav. But when you owe your friend money, you don't pay Meitav. And you don't learn it out from the Ziki. So why when you owe money to Hashem, you will pay Meitav? But now that is a sad poet, chas v'sholem, to learn out Arei Olai from Bali Choyzes. We're not going to learn this out from Bali Choyzes. We're not going to learn out from Bali Choyzes. We're going to learn out Rabbi Akiva says Minazaki. The Gemara, but yet, and for the Gemara, the Chitayim is Sava Rabbi Akiva called Bali Choyzes Nami Beidi. The Haidu Rabbi Akiva learned that every Bali Choyzes is learned out from Nezaki. Every Bali Choyzes is learned out from Nezaki. So if every Bali Choyzes is learned out from Nezaki, and what we learn out, every time when you owe money, pay. So I can learn out that when I owe money to Hekdash, I have to pay him. I also have to pay this. So the Gishma. He can live from the Gemara. How about Pirche? Malo Baal Choyv, Shriya Pekirche Ben Ezok. But that's in the Shekli Vetar in the Gemara. Again, this is how in the Torah thing. We're learning from Nezokim. We never had a sad even for a second to learn from Baal Choyv. Now the Gemara is correct. If Baal Choyv is not learned from Nezokim, Hekdash also cannot be learned, even if Hekdash is better. But the Gemara understands that it's not Mishtabah that will be better. There have been a Peres Tak Etrek. Don't see the Kasha Bechlau. Maybe Baal Choyv is not learned out from Nezokim. Aber Hekdash could be learned out from the Zokim. What's the ganze Kasha from the Gemara? Fakt Rabbeinu Peres. I think the Gemara, but if Baal Choyv alone is learned out, if Baal Choyv alone is learned out from the Zokim, so Hekdash also could be learned out from the Zokim. That's the source of the Shmaise. And I say, if you look in Rashi and Gittin, he came out says it to Hekdash. Rashi and Gittin, the Fulgim, the Spirit, and the Oizwab, they have it in the Vavim of the Bay, the last Rashi. But he had a Baal Choyv, but he bore Baal, and he covered it in the Dovim Choyv, and he mechmir it over the Zokim, and he had a Fulgim Choyv in it. So the Mele, who had in Eichel, he had a Fulgim in it. Again, so what Gemara answers? If Baal Choyv is Bebeinani, Idis, so the Zokim also could be Be'idis. So why Baal Choyv is Be'idis with Rabbi Akiva? Not because Chazal was Metaken, because we learned out from the Zokim. Every time when you owe money, the Yalfus and the Teyeh, and every time when I owe money, I have to pay Idis. So the man, I could learn out the Zalbazak and Hekdash, when I owe money to Hekdash, I have to pay Idis. Like for the kashas, you don't have to come to Kal v'chomer. How you learn Baal Choyv b'beinu? B'idis, b'fi Rabbi Akiva. When Hashem said idis, he didn't say it dafken but b'kamedik. He said every time when you owe money to your friend, give him idis. But this is the pshat in Rabbi Akiva that he learns Baal Choyv b'idis. Every time when you owe money to your friend, it has to be idis. So if I want money to Hekdash, also has to be idis. But what's the problem with Kal v'chomer?
Why Baal Chayv is Beili? Why not? The Hekdash is why not? Why is the Kalmo Chayv? What do you have to tell? What does it tell? Mugishma. The Rishonim don't live like that. They tell me the Gemara is not Kalmo Chayv. It's Mashma that on a Kalmo Chayv, we can't learn them. אז מה שאלה על הקל וחיים? אני כן ישנה ממנו. בואו דווקא מהקל וחיים מה. אתה חי דווק. אתה חי דווק. זה דווקא מדלביס אותה. נזור עם זה. בעצם, אם זה פשט הגמורה, איזה מחלקת קצת זה תומי, how to learn, זה פשט הגמורה. The Gemara was looking for a chetimtze that you owe money to Hegdash. The Gemara gizok, what is the chetimtze that you owe money to Hegdash? Hegdash don't give up for it. Look, the Gemara, the chetim to that hekdesh, you owe money to hekdesh, what is the chetim to that you owe money to hekdesh? Ba'i meharei olay money lebedek abay. Ba'i meharei olay money lebedek abay. So the Kasei, in Simon Pei Zayin, in Kosu Chof Aleph, he brings down a tumi. The Gemara zok, in Shas, amirosi legovoya, ki misirosi lehed. Amirosi legovoya, ki misirosi lehed. Pshat. But Lama Zogin, to my chaver, if I want to give something, then it becomes his, I give him a present. I have to make a kinyan. To Hegdash, I don't have to make a kinyan. Even without a kinyan, amirose legevoya, kimisirose lehedyot. If I say, table ze, arei table ze, lehegdash, it becomes Hegdash. Ken ishchoizel zan, koleiche de ise, begave de rachmone ise, begase de rachmone ise, it becomes Hegdash. I say, dobo ze kodesh. Say, dobo ze Hegdash, becomes kodesh. Azeidah, azeidah. Dr. Tumim, this is only if you say Harei Zeh Hegdash, this table, this shirt. What if you say, I'm promising I'll give money to Hegdash. Harei Mechabel Olai, tomorrow I'll give $1 million to Hegdash. Now I want to change my mind. Avada, I'm not allowed to, I'll be over and eat from Nedori. I will forget about Nedori. I owe the money to Hegdash or not? I'll make it leicht, if you want to have it closed, make it leicht for you. In that community you die, if your kids have to give it or not. You make nedorim, your kids don't have to keep you nedorim. But if the chaloy is chiyuv etchal, your kids have to give it over. This is again, not gonna rain it soon. But that, the habachish advarim, you die. So a person is alamos, the halacha is kibat megei yed amol. Person is menadev to hegdash. I don't know, maybe it's still kind of also hegdash. As they said, the machlekes rishonim, rash bo en ram. But I'm not saying, it's bokeh, it's also amirosa legoberek, it's rosa legoberek. He promised in the shul $1 million. And he died. If it's a nedorim, his kids don't have to keep his nedorim. If it's mominous, his kids have to give it. He owes the money. And then he has a shtar choy that he owes money. Nog de tumim, avad enish, you can't say amirosa legovera kimsirosa lehedya. Why? Why do you say amirosa legovera kimsirosa lehedya? I take a table. I could give the table to Hegdash. Instead of giving it to Hegdash, I said, it's kilo Hegdash took. Oh, but when I say I owe money, if I'll go to my friend and I want to owe him money, and I'm telling him I'm owing him money, it doesn't catch. It's not, I want to owe you money. I'll make a pseudo. It doesn't chal. You have to make. It's not meisli here. The mele it's not chal. Nachdem the ktsayis, if I get my offer in the gemara, shteit the gemara bayos. Doi me'areo leimone lebedek abayis. The gemara is medame. It's ubal choy. So you have machleik is tumim in ktsayis. The tumim means our gemara doesn't mean that it's really bal choy. The gemara means it's a neder be'alme. And the ktsayis means amirosu legovoya it's mamash bal choy. And they're not mazbrich. They said, "Mefurishim b'mekana." The Tumim is like, "Simach b'shtayt." Beitam the dvorim ha'mefurishim b'machlekes rishoyni. Rashi in Gittin says, "Mefurish lo yi elo ba'al choyv." In Gittin memches amud beis. B'dibur ba'al me dekabel alei mi odiv mi choyv. Yeah, but in the Likutei Rashi, the last Rashi. B'dibur ba'al me dekabel alei mi odiv mi choyv. So Rashi learns like the Tumim. I want to be mazbrich first. The Gemara lefi Rashi and lefi the Tumim. Mamish like we said before. The Gemara never meant that it's a Baal Choyv here. The Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva said, Kal v'choymer from Mazik to Egdash. Frag the Gemara, Fashteinish, like the Gemara. In Baal Choyv alein, you don't learn out from Nezikim. Why? Because you're telling me Hashem spoke about Nezikim, he didn't say when you owe money to your friend. He said when you Mazik, you have to pay Meitah. The Shaykh is a Mazik. What is the Shaykh that you owe money to your friend? So what is the Shaykh that you owe money to Egdash? Nothing the Kasha from the Gemara. And Rabbi Kiva wanted to say, when I promise a neder to Hegdash, I have to give meita. Not the Gemara, lo'i ala Baal Choy. I'm not learning from Baal Choy, but I'm asking you. What is the Shaykh from Mazik? It's a parasha from Mazik. You see, Baal Choy, you're not learning out from there. So then, what is the Shaykh from Hegdash? answer the Gemara, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva Tati learns that the Gedar is Ishmael. Every time when you owe money, you have to pay Meta. So you're right. This case, you don't really owe it. It's one step under. It's only another. Say that Kalvuchaydam Lehegdash. Take a Chidush. Kalvuchaydam, that's coming to Kalvuchaydam Take. It's like a less than normal Baal Choyd, and that's coming to Kalvuchaydam. But that's in the Tzura Fadmari. Again, that was the Tzura Fadmari. The Gemara Rabbi Akiva says that from Nizokim I can learn after Hegdash. Gemara is trying to find a Echatimse. So Gemara, I found a Echatimse. The base was in the Echatimse, so Gemara. I found a Echatimse. He promised to give money to Hegdash. So Gemara, lo'i ala Balchoy. What's made the Gemara? Not that this is a Balchoy. So the Gemara, Balchoy valeh, why doesn't pay Meta? Because Hashem never said that when you owe money, you pay Meta. Hashem said, Mazik pays Meta. Was it a Shaykhis to promise to Hegdash? So Gemara, no, Rabbi Akiva holds any Balchoy pays Meta. Rabbi Akiva learns that it's not a Gedder and Mazik. Every time when you owe money to your friend, you pay Meta. So maybe Rabbi Akiva says a Chidush. Even when you not really owe the money, when it's a nether, but Kalvachoy, no, Hegdash. Again, the Gemara is there in Gishmak. It's not the Zod, the Zafun, Balchoy. Now, if you read the Lashon Rashi and Gideon, Rashi says it, it's one line in Rashi, but he says the Gantz is that. Let me say the Rashi inside. In Memtes, the last Rashi. Lo'i ala Balchoy, bedibur ba'al medekobil alay. Frek de Gemara, mi odif mi choyv? Odo si beta fun a choyv? Choyv alay meler mishtaroyz fun mazik. Because it's a din mazik. How you can learn such a zah? The Gemara, no, Rabbi Akiva holds Choyv is also Meitav. Meitav is not Shaykhah to Mazik. Meitav is for the Chiyuv Tashlumin. It's not to the Mazik. So any Baal Choyv also can pay Meitav. But as there, Rabbi Akiva could say, not even a Baal Choyv. Afilu Azai Chatim to pay Meitav. And if you think so, the Ksais learn that, the Gemara meant lo Iye Baal Choyv, the Gemara is not, and as they Meiri do, Klor, as they be the Ksais, La'aloche, the Meiri says, if a person says, הרי אולי מונה לברק הבית, להלוכה, is great for me, בין הניס, ככל בעל חויף. Even as it's not שלא תינו זלת, לא יפלו ככל בעל חויף, זה גמור מיסס, ולא יהיה לו בעל חויף, רק די גמור, בסדר, זה בעל חויף, אבל לא מצאנו בבעל חויף, that he pays more for needed. אבל גמור, הם מצאנו. So the Fidic says, Taki, we didn't answer the Shaila, Taki. The Fidic says, we didn't answer the Shaila so much. לכו, the Fidic says, that is ממש בעל חויף. So, first the Gemara answers, בעל חויף doesn't pay it. But after the Gemara answers that every Baal Choyv will pay this, what is this Kalv HaChoyim Alei Hegdash? What is the Kalv HaChoyim Alei Hegdash? So that's not the Machamo, that the Kalv HaChoyim is false, it's not doing it to Baal Choyv. Why? Every Baal Choyv, you know why Baal Choyv is doing it to a Mazik? Because I owe you money. I took your money, I have to give it back. Mazik, I broke your money, I have to give it back. Baal Choyv, I took your money, I have to give it back. Hegdash, I never took, I just promised to give them. So it's a bit less than every Baal Choy. Every Baal Choy Be'etzem owes the money that he took from his friend. Hegdash Be'etzem is a step weiter. I never took something from Hegdash, so it's even less doimet to Mazik. Like the Gemara, Kal V'Choyna. It's all bizarre, Kal V'Choyna. But because of him, it's a Kal V'Choyna, like the Gemara. Not in the Chure, the Tzurse de Shmaise do in the Gemara. And they can get around to the Mer, but that's the Tzurse de Shmaise do in the Gemara. It's like, that's what's like else. So I tell you the Kazakh, when you see the Gemara in Ashkofa Rishayna, Shtei Da Zevi Dikzei. The Ashkofa Shmira, the Tomei Shlat is Gishma. Mechata Shach Baal Choy, Mechata Shach, Kazuchayim Ale Hegdash, a other story. So the Gemara is Dantach. If it's a Din and Mazik and Nishin Baal Choy, no Shach is the Hegdash. If it's Din also in Baal Choy, Kem and Machana Kazuchayim Ale Hegdash. That's our Gishma. What? Anyway, the Aloch is Nish Emes, it's Nish Negev. All this Gemara is nicht emes. La aloche we don't have. About the Mazik. All of this Gemara is nicht emes. La aloche is chas v'sholem. It's a din and Mazik. We know Meitav is a din and Mazik. It's not a din when you owe money, you pay Meitav. We said from Rav Kiva Eger, you mischayev b'shaz lehezek. It's not a din when you're paying how to pay the other person you owe him money. It's a din and Mazik. Mazik told Meitav. No shaychet to Baal Choyf. And no shaychet to Tomas Menad of Epes Hegdash. And Shmit al Arsinai Klaus. This is the emes that it doesn't have shaykh. The emes it doesn't have shaykh. The Gemara tried to say it. The Gemara is not emes, doesn't have shaykh. Baal Choyf is bebein in it. How it could be better? So the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Akiva all of you could learn out every Baal Choyf and Mazik. But Rav Adel and Askol is not emes. All of this is a hava mina that we're not going back to. Let me get to Rik itself to Iker HaGemor. But the Gemara, before the Gemara tried, so this stuff came in and goes off. So Nishkinah Negea. The Gemara will go back to Bobby Kamen. לא אילום דאזיק מגיע צורית סבא בקאמד זה מהר צריך בו בקאמד סבוס לגמור הזאת אבל כאילו זאת מזיק פייז מיטה ומקלבחים אלה הגדש ראי זה גמור זה נשת אמס ומזיק הגדש כפוטו ראיו ולא של הגדש ראיו ולא של הגדש Ich will ein bisschen mazdur sein, re'eyu veloy shel hekdesh. Mo zot re'eyu veloy shel hekdesh. Wann der Stikel zu gehen, zu die Seite zu gehen, das ist so in die Flöhe im Tage, und statt mir jasse der Stikel des Zuge, verkehrt, öfter auf der leichte Weg. Öfter auf der leichte Weg. Es a miut re'eyu veloy shel hekdesh. Dat if shoyl Yisroel, es mazik shol shel hekdesh is pof. Rabbeteinu ha'achroinim, klär der Scheide. So, ich kann nicht kommen zu der leichte Weg. Rabbeteinu ha'achroinim, klär der Scheide. Why when shol shel Yisroel is mazik shol shel hekdesh you pof? Aber ich sehe es akos. Scheit in pof. Re'eyu veloy shel hekdesh. Aber why when shol shel Yisroel is mazik shol shel hekdesh you pof? Aber was ist pof? Es tut das, what the matter them claw, help a hangwish man. Zweit das, one sad, the reason you potter is, as they be bor potter ala keili, the eish potter ala tomun, vishen veregel potter bershuso rabin, shoyr Yisroel is potter al shoyr akum. Is that other sad? I want to be mad because of the sad, you're not getting claw, but what's meant? Why the Moshe bore is potter ala keili? Because it's a dish. Why? Because it's a dish. Bore is potter and dish. Why you potter? Because it's a keili is a dish. So you potter and a dish. Hashem said, Shor Hegdesh is a kind. I think you look the same animal. But it's keilu, it's a kind of different shape. And this shape I'm potter. God is in the same shape. But it's a different shape. It's the shape of Hegdesh. I'm potter and it, as they do, I'm potter ala keili. I will call because, what? What's that? A ball that is magic is not a magic, it's a magic. So why Hashem patter? Hashem wants to patter you on dishes. And an ash, if it's covered, he doesn't want to be chayav. No spore. When a shor is magic, a different shor, if Yenim shor is hegdash, it's a dish. What is the chepse? Chepse is shor hegdash. As they be a keili in a bowl, I mean, this will help. We'll see that this is the ikar shita about. We'll be mad, but I want to have the kalsa covered. I'm not going to be too lax. Other, the tzveita tzad. The reason I'm potter is because I was magic hegdash. And when hegdash, you're not chayav when you're magic hegdash. Not because this is like a dish. Because the omer is hegdash. Not the gather the chetzah bichlal. And hegdash cannot have schusay mammon from schusay tzviya. So? Other the p'tur is the chetzah, it's a keili, it's a zach shor that I'm potu. Other the p'tur is, ich bin nicht chayav when I'm mazik mammon hegdash. Nicht klar, the I was trying to be mad, Reb Leib Malin, when he tries to explain it, he says maybe he'll explain it with an afkemina, we'll make it a bit alike. So it's like, it's for the first thought, that it's within Kedim, within Chefte, as that's that when you magic the Potter. So Lama Zogin, the Postbook is only talking on Shoyim. Lama Zogin, the Postbook is only talking about Shoyim. Shoyim Re'eyu Veloy Shol Shel Hegdash. This is the Postbook. Is Mistaber, that you can learn out from Shol to Shen Veregel. You can learn out from Shol to both. You can learn from Shol to Adam Amazik. And I will explain. Hashem said that Shol that is magic, Shol Shel Hegdash is possible. Why? This Chetzeh, he's a dish. He's a dish with four feet. It's an adversal dish. And possible. Hashem only said Shol is potur on it. Mechatez Shen Veregel is potur on it. But Hashem said that both potur ala keilim. Is it sad to learn out that Esh be potur ala keilim? It's a sad to learn how that Shor will be potter ala keili. It's a deal for Bo. Deal chistayim for Bo. Deal chistayim from Shor is only if you negeh Adam animals chutz from Hegdash dikazach. When you negeh Hegdash dikazach, it's a different shape. Why keili will be potter? Because. So Hashem said, and this kind of keili, and this kind of chesed, you're not chai. This is the gather of the meal. Not the chesed of the Bo. The Bo is not mechut. It's a deal in the Bo when you have a chesed of a dish. I'll explain it more. Is there a difference to you who owns the keili? Maybe I'll find a better way to explain it. Is it this by Bor? Bor is potter ala keili. Is there a difference if Yankil owns the keili or Chaskel owns the keili? Why are you potter? Because the keili is owned by Yankil or by Chaskel or because it's a keili? Because it's a keili. This is what I'm clear. Why are you potter when you magic shor hegdash? Because the shor is kodesh, it's an atmoy, like a keli, only because he's owned by hegdash. Ki'ilu, I'll explain to you. I'll explain a bit more. You, the mashal, if you magic shor shel goy, you potter. Because the goy owns the shor. Not because the shor is different. Right? If the goy will own something else, you also potter. You're not chayav to goy, you're chayav to yid. Now the shor, the mir says, you're not chayav to hegdash. Another you're not chayav to hegdash. You put it on the chefte. We'll see later why I'm saying it in hegdash and not the goy. I want to mamchish. The p'tur to hegdash is because it's owned by hegdash, and all of the items are the same item. Just I'm chayav to yankel and not chayav to goy. I'm chayav to yankel and not chayav to hegdash. Although the mute is the item. As they see the El Chisayim, every magic has items that is potu, an item that is kodosh and potu. As they claim Rabbi Seinu Achroi. We'll see duch be'etzem, it goes duch the ganze sugya da, der shayla, machlekes rishon. I'll try to, let me gain pa melech. Shidoi gemore in da feyo mud alef. We learn the gemore in da feyo mud alef. The gemore zot in da feyo mud alef, we have esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim. One of the esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim, one of the Esrim ve'arba Ovis Nezikin is Mefagel. One of the Esrim ve'arba Ovis Nezikin is Mefagel. What is Mefagel? What is Mefagel? Let's see. What is Mefagel? What is Mefagel? Dr. Rashi Mefagel, in the Hayom Udalet, Koyen, Sheshochat Korbonu Shel Yisrael, Chatos Leshum Shlomim, Ke'ein HaKorban Oile Lechoybas Be'olo V'Torich Ach. One of the Esrim ve'arba Ovis Nezikim is Mefagel. What is Mefagel? I get a rain to be some Mikdosh. I take a korban shchatos, kodshe kodoshim. Ein lecho hegdesh ba'olam yoisro mikodshe kodoshim. And I take off the head of the kodshe kodoshim. But Rashi, I have to pay. Why I have to pay? Because now the owner of the chatos has to bring a different chatos. This is the reason I have to pay. Now, the person that has the chatos cannot be miskaper. He lost his animal. I have to bring him a different animal. Regdet me Yeshua, re'eyu ve'loi shel hekdash. Re'eyu ve'loi shel hekdash. Why am chayev bichlal? Re'eyu ve'loi shel hekdash. And that's like in all the Rishonim. Ramban and Gittin, Rashbo and Gittin, Ritva and Gittin. State in the Gemara, re'eyu ve'loi shel hekdash. And not only Mavan HaMazik is Totu, is a Pasuk and Odom HaMazik, like we will see later in Tosfos, ki yoichal prat le'mazik, that Odom HaMazik is also Potu al hekdash. So say Odom HaMazik is Potur on Hekdesh, and say Momen HaMazik is Potur on Hekdesh. So why Mefagel is Chayev? Why Mefagel is Chayev? Re'eyu ve'loi shel Hekdesh. Why Mefagel is Chayev? Re'eyu ve'loi shel Hekdesh. So some Rishonim answer, the Ramban LeMoshul, Mid Rabbanon. We'll see later in cases that Re'eyu ve'loi shel Hekdesh, only the Rabbanon is Chayev. In the Rabbanon Michael. Rashi doesn't want to live with the Rabbanon. Not much with the Rashi with the Rabbanon. Not much with the Rashi with the Rabbanon. So why are you chayav? I think it's Yeshua. Why are you chayav? So Rashi tries to say something. What's like Rashi? Umefagel koyen sheshochat korbonoi de'ein hakorban oile lebeolo v'tzorich ach. Why are you chayav? Re'ayu v'day shel hekdesh. Why you chayev? Re'ayu ve'loi shel hekdesh. What? So there's two ways to answer this Rashi. The Pashtus, the answer in Rashi is, Rashi learns, again, we had a chakir. Why when you mazik hekdesh you fall to? Because the chefze, like a dish, the chefze that I'm not chayev on, or because I can own money to Hegdash. If the reason is because it's a chefze, I'm potter. I was magdish, a bonus potter on a kelim. מזיק ההקדש is פטור. I'm פטור. Like both פטור על הקהילת. But if the פטור is not because the חפץ is הקדש. Just if I'm מזיק הקדש, I can't owe money to הקדש. When I'm מזיק הקדש, I can't owe money to הקדש. Yeah? I can't owe money to הקדש. I can't be chayev money to הקדש. Here, I'm not paying הקדש. I'm paying the owner of the korban the chatos that he lost. I'm paying the owner of the korban the chatos that he lost. Klo? I want to be mazel. Here we will see the natkimit. Mazel, then klo. If the miut was both potur ala keli, doesn't make a difference who is the owner. When I'm mazik hegdish, Hashem said you could be mazik windows, plates, everything. Not hegdish. And up to Torah Duma. So I was mazik hegdish, it caused you a hezek. Not my problem, that it caused you a hezek. You didn't mazik. Not me, I'm din garmi. You didn't mazik. So what if I caused you a hezek? I'm potur. If the miut is, not that a zah that if you mazik, you potur. It's not a miut that if you mazik such a zah, you potur. No, there's no miut to mazik such a zah. The miut is, that hegdish, I can't be mazik a kudish bol. Hegdish is not moment sheyesh la toivu. Not the person, you're right. But I also own the kol. So now I'll be magdeh et klo. The nafkemina is, what would be when a private person owns hegdish? Lama zogin is a muzik to a private person to own hegdish. And you mazik that hegdish. You potu or you chayim? Yeah? If a private person owns hegdish, and you mazik what? If a private person owns hegdish, and you mazik it, you chayim or not? Let's be the first time and potu. Hashem said hegdish when you mazik you potu. It's a kind of chesed that when you mazik it you potu. What is the mute? As that chesed and potu. As that that is called koydish and potu. How about if you own it? But if the mute is not the chesed, the mute is when I mazik the reshus hegdish, like I don't owe goyim, I don't owe Hashem money. Here the private person is losing. So you have to pay to the private person. This is what Rashi came and answered in Mefagel. You write it as a mute reyu veloy shel hegdish. But someone owns this call. Behind. If I break the window of the Beis HaMikdash, I don't pay. Why? Who lost? Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash can't ask for money. When I break the animal, it's a private person that lost. But if it's a miut, that koydish dike zachen, and mufka from the parsha. Is the difference if I broke the window, or I killed the animal? The hell is going to not come in enough? Manak tve amir et lovi. The moshul, I'll be mad. The Pnei Yeshua, Rabbeinu Pnei Yeshua and the Fei, was by him parsha that it's a miut in the chefse. He never had a sad that it's a zan miut. The mele, a bleib tzorich yud, a frek bozin, a pshat in Rashi in the Fei. So what if the owner lost the money? But Hashem said that if a zah korban, mi nisht chayim, frek the Pnei Yeshua. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, if a zah korban, mi nisht chayim. Again, we have a kasha. The kasha is based on the Rishonim. I'll say more than that. All of the Rishonim and Gittin that asked the kasha, why mefagel es chayim? And they answered the Rabbonim. And they didn't answer like Rashi. All of these Rishonim learned that it's a miut b'chefse. The man in the home, even if it's the owner that is mafsid, through shechting the animal, or the lemaisa and potu. Ramban read for Rashbo and Gittin. Maybe it's Sutirut in the attacker. So the read for the Ramban attack in the Stavik. They say, Inami, they're Mesupik in the Sisoi. Well, they say, Inami, they're not with the Rabbona. Inami, maybe Nishna Zek. Rashi came and took a side. Rashi is of Main. Ich Zog is a mute, Nishna mute bechefze. It's only a mute that Bechai Gavne, a person can't be Zayn The male, we can't be chayav money to hegdish. Oh, but if a private person owns the korban, avada when a private person owns the korban, avada b'chay gavna, you have to pay it. Mas eigen der Rishonim lehen, say amir b'chefse. Say amir b'chefse, avada to be spotted. Yeah, I think that's dvorim pshuti. Avada to be dvorim pshuti. Let me get weiter. The Pnei Yeshua take it as nish verstanden. Pnei Yeshua take it as nish verstanden. And the Pnei Yeshua bleibt so rechil. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, I have a spear. Not only that I don't understand Rashi, and that you'd base on would base, is mefurish in the Gemara, shor shel head yoyt, shel nogach shor kod shakudoshim, chatos, is potu. Or there is mefurish you'd base on would base, that if shor shel nogach shor shel chatos, is potu. Ah, the bailim lose, tell it as a mute behastu. Some of the Tabayin lose. So by the end we have a steer from that hay to that Yud Beis Amud Beis. And Yud Beis Amud Beis, like a state in the Gemara, there is no clue in the Suge, Shor Shal Hediot, Shinogach Shor Kodsha HaKadoshim, Chasos Oshom, you put to hide the Bailim lose, so what if the Bailim lose? So what if the Bailim lose? Because it's a Yud Mechense. So by the end, again, what? Rib Nishachir, if you ask a Tana Steer. Eshelo Yeh, it's a Steer. By the end, I just went like this because I wanted to explain to you. By the end, we have a Steer. We have a chkira bayot, and we have a sira. And the hey, mitzad erot, we see that it's a mute only legabi the bailim. The mele, when there's a bailim Yisroel, and a hekdesh, avadu yichayim, and that Yud Beis state, nishtah way. Tirein Rashi, tirein Gemore. And be'etem, what's it avon edo? It's a sira from that Yud Hei Amud Aleph, that state, a mefagel is chayim, a zogit. The Rishonim zogit, that the Rabbonon, a knas the Rabbonon, a mefagel. Nishtah gea, to the Gemore of Yud Beis Amud Beis. But we don't want to learn Knaas the Rabbanon. Rashi learns 24 hours in the Zikim read of the Reiser, not of the Rabbanon. So we have a serious Rashi says Yechayev, because the Miut is only that you can't be on money Lehekdash, not Bechester. No, that you base it, not that. What is the Spirit? So if Yeshua gave us Zayin HaDerech, I think we mentioned him in the Fair already, I'll tell him noch amol. Yeshua says that Ein Echanami, Avad Etzim Miut Bechester, and sign that you'd base and sign that fair you have to be potu. You know why you chayav mefagel? Asgar mi. Not mitzad mazik. Asgar mi. No shachas mazik. You chayav mitzad gar mi. You chayav mitzad gar mi. No shachas mazik. It's a gar mi. Why it's a gar mi? Because you took my animal, you caused me to pay a different animal. Gar mi not no shachas mazik. If I go, what? Gar mi? Say it. מדין גרמין, אלא אף גרמין, נאסך, נראה לו הכפו, מדין לגרמין. לחי מדין גרמין, הכל זה יעזק. לא שייך את המזיק. If I lock the door and you lose $1,000,000, then also גרמין. If I lock you in house and you can't go to work, it's also גרמין. I'm חי מדין לגרמין. אין לך דעת, מיש מדין מזיק. It's a חידוש that it's גרמין, it's not directly, אבל זאת אומרת, רשי הוא לא ינסי דבר, זה גרמין. I kill your animal and the melee, you have to bring a new animal, it's Garmi. Melee Zogter, and that Yud Beis, we're talking to the Shor Shenogach, and Shor, you never chayav al Garmi de Behemtai. You only chayav al Garmi de Atzloi. Person is not chayav al Garmi de Behemtai. My animal blacks away, and because of this, you can't get to work, I don't pay. I only pay on the mazik in my behemoth. Al Garmi de Adam, you pay. Al Garmi de Behemtai, you don't pay. And that's what you should have Zayin Ederech. Have Zayin Ederech. Yeah, I said, no, I'm not. So I write the Derech, I see Garmi, and I see my Abba over the Zik, and get it Garmi. Das sag khidushim. Der Pashas ist nicht das. Und ich lerne Rashi in Gittin und auf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi auf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph steht klar, dass die Züge ist nicht mit Tad Garmi. Rashi says, even in a case that it's not a Chato, and it's not a Osho, it's an Adobo, and he doesn't have to bring another one. But you have to pay him because he lost. Because before he would have a Ritzi to Hashem, and now he doesn't have it. Not because he has to bring another Kovic. The state law in Russia is not going with that government. What? What? Say that. So, the Gemara only mentioned the Fagel that does Agar. So, the Gemara is thinking the Fagel, Russia says, all the Chetimtos in the Fagel. So, if we don't want to look at Yeshua, we get to Rik to the Kashe, to the Yisraelizik Kashe, and we have a Chakir, what is the Ptur? The Chefze or Stanadin, and Afkamin is when Israel owns Hekdesh, if it's the Chefze, you don't pay the Israel, and there is Mashmad of Yudbeis, ומצד שני, in the pay, שתית למעצה מפגל יפה. מה משפטים? So the third is הזה. The third is הזה. Again. יסי את הדבורים שתית מרב לב, יסי את הדבורים. זה כך קיבלנו מרב יסי. בעצם, we have two פסוקים to ממעט הקדש. ראיו ולא ישל הקדש, and we have a pasuk ki yoichal prat lemazik. One is on momen amazik and one is on odom amazik. One is on momen amazik and one is odom amazik. Momen amazik could be all of the momen and the mazik are the same, and it could be only short. The moshul de meiri bin zan shite takes shen veregel et chayiv behegdish. There's only a mute b'shoyt. And the zogin ala ovis nezikim adoyim ele each other iskash le adodi. But we have one mute on Momen HaMazik and one mute on Odom HaMazik. That's the Chaim. Zogt Reb Leib, I think it's going to be clear, but I think I can't keep out of it. that the Svara Yeshoro, hört doch ein, a Svara Yeshoro, when Hashem said a Miut, Shor Veloi Odom, Shor Veloi Odom, Chamor Veloi Keilim, is a Miut, it's Mechetze. Hashem said, Re'eyu Veloi Shel Hegdesh, Mistan is a Miut Mechetze. Why to say that it's a Miut Kloli? That's such a kasha, it's Mistabo, that's not as if it's Mechetze. It's not so schwer to understand. But no, it's a Miut, it's a Mechetze. The Mele, even if a Yisrael will own it, you bottle, Re'eyu Veloi Shel Hegdesh. Boyer v'lai Adam, Shor v'lai Adam, Chamor v'lai Keirin, Eish v'lai Tzamu, Shem Bosh Asor Rabin, Re'eyu, Hashem said this chetze, you papu. Doesn't have to mean who owns it and who loses, Chutzun Karmi. Doesn't make a difference that the Yisrael is to be the money. You're with papu. It's a miyut mechetze. It's another miyut. Chutzun miyut mechetze. Ki yoichal prat lemam. Odom ha-mazik is not learned from Behemah. Ki yoichal prat lemam. And Odom ha-mazik, lo yishomanu, that Odom HaMazik has a ptur and something specific. If he's Mazik Kalim, he's Pasuk. Lo Yishamanu, Lo Yimutsanu ve Lo Yishamanu. Odom HaMazik is Mu'ed Lo'ilom is Chayin of Al. There's no spot to say Odom is Potur Bushus Arabi, Odom is Potur and Tomun, Odom is Potur, Odom is Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik Nisvor is Chayin of Al. Odom HaMazik is Chayin of Al. Nisvor Odom HaMazik is Chayin of Al. No, but so what Hashem said, Ki Yechal Prat LeMazik? Nein, Hegdash Bichlal don't deserve money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Mazik Hashem, you don't pay him back. Hegdash, dahin. The Miut in Re'eyu Veloi Shel Hegdash is a Miut Bechefte. You take it, we saw in the Ramban, in the Meiri, maybe only Bekeren, not even Beshen Veregel, and the Zogras Mekinyol Anaroiz. The Miut from Odom HaMazik, that is Potur and Hegdash, is Mistabah that it's not a Miut Bechefte. It's Mistabah that you don't owe money to Hegdash. When Shai Rabbi Mazik Hegdash, is Mistabah that it's a Potur Bechefte. So even if Yisrael will own the Hegdash, you'll be Potur. Azev is Shor is Potur and Mishusor Rabin, Boir is Potur and Tomut, Shor is Potur and Dvorin and HaKodesh. After them it's talking Pashas Mazik, even if Yisrael is owning them and he's losing. It's a Miut Bechefte. But the Miut from Odom HaMazik, that's not the pshat that this chetzah you possess. The Miut from Odom HaMazik, what is the Miut from Odom HaMazik? The gedder from the Miut from Odom HaMazik is, what is the gedder from the Miut from Odom HaMazik? The gedder from the Miut from Odom HaMazik is that it's a din, if the Bairim is Hegdash, Hegdash you don't have to pay back. The Bairim are Hegdash, you don't have to pay them back. But Avad is not a ptur b'chetzah. And Louis II will be buying Israel, and that you will have to pay. It's Mistaberat. That's a little bit massive. And of course, just to have the Surah Sadvorim claw. In that hey, Miret of Odom HaMazik, Mefagel. Dr. Rashi, you write that he's Fosur. Oh, but who is the Bailim? Who is losing now? Israel. You have to pay him back. There's no Miut Bechefse. And Odom HaMazik, you only have welcome Miut you have. That you don't owe money to Hegdash. But if it's not Hegdash, Avada you have to pay. And if you'd pay Meret of Shoyr HaMazik. Shoyr HaMazik is Re'eyu Veloi Shel Hegdash is a Ptur Bechefte. So even if the Bailim has to bring a different cotton, as they be both Potur Al HaKelim. Even that the owner loses money, Abu Samyut both Potur Al HaKelim. This is all the Zach is done. Look, Mr. Hashem, we'll see the Tesis Be'etzem, Seidav and Seidav and Tesis, to get Arum and Arum, they'll sold Tzvores, the Tesis, Arum and Arum. Aber sag noch einmal, mir seit die Seite vor ihm, Kima. In der Bleib in the beginning of Simon und Gimel in the first Amud, doch es ist ja Rebes auf der auf seine Sprach. Aber sag das selber ihr Seite, aber sag noch einmal. If Yeshua took it didn't want to learn like that, he wanted to learn that the Kula Alma is a new Bechefte, and then he passed this Rishonim, maybe he had to say a different answer on the Sphere as a Rashi. Do is Garmi, do is not talking Garmi. But Rashi didn't get him Muchanish to say. But Rashi is not going with that Garmi. Even the case that is not Garmi, Rashi says you have to pay. You must be sorry, there's a chilek, sufficient behemah, and sufficient other. No, you won't sorry. Now, Chanukah, I'm Zorim Ayyudim on the Perek, I'm not going to spoil the Chanukah to gain a right to read the Zorim Ayyudim on the Perek. Mireto of Chanukah, we know the Yesod of Chanukah is given Mesirus Nefesh. Rabbim b'yad me'atim, Tmeim b'yad tehoirim,
רשויים ביד צדיקים, זיידים ביד איסקי סי רוצחו. זיידים ביד איסקי סי רוצחו. בפשטס, לפור זכן אבו סיין על הניסים, זאת דו, חושט צווי מות, על הבנש, maybe you said it three times already or four times, וחוף צווי מות משגזוג דו, רבים ביד מעטו. זאת אומרת, אגרסר אזך, צמאים ביד האורי, אגרסר אזך, רשויים ביד צדיקים, וגול השטר כנס, זיידים ביד איסקי סי רוצחו. זה מויסי והוילך. רבים ביד מעט איתו, סטרף לך מאוד. רשויים ביד צדיקים, צמאים ביד, אבל זיידים ביד איסקי סי רוצחו, זה סמם יש הניצוחים שאין כדוגמות. אבל דוסי גיוון דה ניצוחו של חניקה. דוסי גיוון דה נס של חניקה. Person has to know, every bacher, bacher man, ich ken, have a sheife, בקום תלמידי חכמים, you know, בהם ימי שנסיים, 70 שנה, 80 שנה, 100 שנה, most of you already lived the fifth. If you like, ויפול גיבליב, ויפול גיבליב, you can hop in a rain, a bit of dog gishmak, a little bit here gishmak, out of the bottom of the out of the level of volume, go nicht bleibt in there, go nicht bleibt in there. The Osid Lovo is the MS. As the MS is open, you have chayin netzach. As nicht, you suffer. And who you suffer? At ein shiur. You suffer at ein shiur. It's schrecklich. And everyone believes in it. But what's the Yitzir Hore? What's the Yitzir Hore? It's a schwer Yitzir Hore. It's a schwer to make an Amelchama with the Yitzir Hore. There is both who can get in Yovam. We have to know the Gzeire from Yovam is the Gzeire from Unzere Doi. What do you think the Yovam came? School, math, bridges, look at them. Animals jumping, yeah, the Shabbatim, all the things. What's the given the chaos in Yovam? The chaos of Doi Pavalski, so if you go 200 years ago to a person, you tell him, Yvena Shtok, Yvena Yid, he had a lot of money, he lost his money. He was left with a house, with a cow, with that. About all of his five cities that he owned, so he jumped off the roof. This is 200 years ago. I'm sugar enough? Come on. His family has everything. He doesn't have. Don't explain to him in our days with the pressure he couldn't stand it. They were not even chak. Because this pressure didn't exist. And that's the dinyanis. I'm all a bochur trach. That's the time my five friends will think, no, something bad happened to his family. He's mamish embarrassed. Mamish abizoyan. He's embarrassed to come back to yeshiva. Something bad happened to him. Chas v'shalem. No, abizoyan. He's a bochur. Chas v'shalem. He's embarrassed to come back to yeshiva. How much times when you're in a school, you're embarrassed to come back to school? What your friends will say? Nicht geblieben friends with them. They don't exist anymore. They don't know who you are. Aber demnach ist gemacht, dass ich gespürt ist, what they will say. Was ist so, in 10 Jahren, all these people, you will also not remember them, bichlau. Dann hast du mir, what they will say. Aber das ist der Kerch von Jammer. Das ist gewendet mit Chamu, das ist der Wies, wie es Mashiach zu kennen. A person, because what is around him, doesn't grow. People invite him to a party here, and the Sibedah, and the Sibedah. Mention, he's running from place to place. If we believe, as much as Chanukah, we learn Mesirus Nefesh, HaKegem Deyevani. We learn Teirah and Mesirus Nefesh. That is Chanukah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Koyach Shteit, and yet to Yor, with a piece of Ein Zach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Mishunah Dikazach in Chanukah. With a big Nitzachim, and they found a little bit oil, and the oil lit for 8 days. What's it done? Look at the guns in there. Look at the bayrim in there. Hashem wanted to show Enzach. If you will make it into this nefesh, even with a little oil, it will light for 8 days. So that's the design of grace about Kishra. So that's the design of grace about Zikore. So that's the design. Mach me to this nefesh. I will make you to member. I will make you to Mechadosh. You will become a Talmid Chochem. Oh, but that machen the Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh Mamesh. These are the days that a person could be zeiche to that oil. You know, Choshech, Yovan Shteik, Yovan is given Choshech. Choshech is Shvach. You know, when it's something dark outside, you can take a stick and try to push away the dark, it doesn't go away. And with ein kleine fire, all the world achlich. Malchus Yovan, he gave this with Shteki. He gave this with guns. He gave not with Oratele. These days that are mesugil to the Siyata Dishmari,
person has to take on himself, look like Emmett, a person has to take on himself a mesil snefesh l'teir. A person has to be embarrassed to miss a Seder in Chanukah. To be embarrassed. When he's been a bochum and he's still in Chanukah, he's cooked a bochum and he's in Yamukah. He's not embarrassed. Er will be a man in case 10 wochen zurück to the stoop. But in Chanukah, it is meshugah. To miss a davening in Chanukah. To miss a Seder in Chanukah. How much was to tell? The giving up goal. Maybe you have to create it. Maybe you don't believe that Hashem does it. Some people don't believe. It's not a mention in Gleibnish. In God. They don't think there are special days to this. I don't know why they like the nerves. But if we believe in a Kiddush Baruch Hu, it's not like. I'm not sure if men should say that they shout. I don't know what they feel. I don't understand how a person is spent. I would say in three things. I want to finish on Chanukah. My feeling is bet from the oil on Taki. Starting from now, from 1 o'clock, every person will make himself to himself a Rishime. Every day, we will show it here. And every day in Chanukah. Every day to himself. Some days you will manage to get to 16, sometimes you will manage to 18, some days, Shvacha days, 10, Chapanarayim! Only 8 days you have to make it. Kadosh Baruch Hu must get Siyata Dishmaya. You don't understand what a Siyata Dishmaya. Do mean, you know, you're sitting here, you think that the good people were born with good heads, the bad people were with bad heads. You know, sometimes it's good people that had bad middles and they change. Yeah, you see that Taki is still 18, maybe he's given a David Goyim, and now you see them in the very Choshen. But you think that if your Tishreinus are in a kind of level, you can't grow. Sinish Emet. Tilmud Bar Mitzvah, I couldn't remember a Gemara Baal Peh. I knew how to live, I couldn't remember a Gemara Baal Peh. I never had a Zikaron in my life. So now I don't remember so good. But if you ask me a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it a change. Because it doesn't have to be, I never took Mishnayot for her. Because I was scared to fail. I mean, every time I found an excuse not to come in that day, I think it's anything. So I didn't follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu can't get anything. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu can change it. These are the 8 days. You need vacation, make the shpeta, but it's the chaparayim. Make a mesilas nefesh. Try it for 8 days. You know, people buy numbers, you know, they could win a lot of money. 8 days mesilas nefesh, you could become a millionaire and pay it. But a real mesilas nefesh. A lot of times, the bocha asks, "Vir for machen mesilas nefesh." So that's Reven Eitzes. And Chanukah is nicht as schwer. Just sit and learn the whole day. You know, the Tzohar comes in that locket side, not that locket side, before, later. Fakal, ish nara yu emel chazak. Tzach lezog in the emes. Tzach sheni, I want to make a mesibah, and I chvei tishviki machan a mesibah yisra. You know what I mean? I feel I don't know what's out for this. Some people say, but anyway, if you don't go there, some different people invite him. I chvei, I can say the chabur, that chabur can invite him, different people can invite him, I'm the result chabur. So anyway, you're not losing if you're making a mesibah. I chvei, it's not mishkin unzor in mahalach, because anyway you don't learn to make a mesibah. So, but ich will machen Tage und ich bete Tage that everyone will come in time Tage und machen das, was David Mishlubur says, was David Bosser, was David Aloche, was David steht Tage in der Aloche. Machen real Sude, start mit Hashem from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Aber, fakir, I'm makti that people come late, as David I'm makti that they come late to Seder, I'm makti they come late to the Mesibah. So, mazul was ich mein. Fakir, wir machen das, sein Asur, das Mitzvah, mit ihre Teire, mit ihre Chizuk, mit Zingen, fakir, that this will give us Tage, this atmosphere. Das ist eine Fiatin, nicht der Purka. Das Pizza kommt in und out, in und out. Er ist Alatka, Herr Alatka hin. Das ist ein Messibet, das ist du nicht. Wir machen das so, das Mitzwe, das Verkehrt, das ist ein Besimche, Verkehrt, die von Amor, no, mit der Frieden stark, mit der Frieden schein Eichet. Das ist Verkehrt, und wir machen das auf die Schäne weg. So, danke, I want to take it in beide Eulon, aber in Azar weg, in Azar Chesot Eulon, danke, zu kommen, auf der Wege, to my house in Katzelemagen 53, das ist Baruch Shalai.
שלום, כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני CD שטרודל kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.